Testing. Okay, great. Now it's our pleasure to bring back the Hawaiian hula for another presentation here on the performance stage with Mahealani Apo and Ginger Lavoy and girls. What are the girls' names?
Linley Le'avapuhi Kalani Lavoy and Ariel.
Ariel Makamayo Kamahealani Apo.
So let's take a little trip to Hawaii.
Right now, our keikis, which we call children in Hawaii, are going to do for you a chant called Kavika, and it's in dedication of David Kalaukaua. And after that, we're going to take you to another Polynesian island called New Zealand, and the girls are going to show you how they do poi balls, okay? So we'd like to greet you, with a great big aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo. Enjoy.
Mā kaukau. Ai, e anō kavika ka heki o Nāpua. Eia, e anō daha vida, ei, ei, dahe te o Nāpua, ei, ei. Eia no ta vida, ei hei, tae te o na hua, ei hei. Tawi la mata hitina, ei hei, malamalama Hawaii, ei hei. Tawi la mata hitina, ei hei, malamalama Hawaii, ei hei. Tuie talu no pele tane, ei hei, olo he te tui ni o valami. No veleta ne ei hei, olo he te tuvindi o palani ei hei. Na vai e ta hua iluna ei hei, ta pa akea he makua ei hei. Na vai e ta hua iluna ei hei, ta pa akea he makua ei hei. Ha ina ia mai re huna ei hei, kalani kawika he inoa ei.
Now our keikis would like to take you to the islands of New Zealand, and they're going to be doing a Maori dance for you. In the Maori culture, they have hakas. And hakas are chants. And what they do is they paint their face. They paint their face. Actually, it's tattooed on, though. But usually, if you go to a luau or any festival where they have Polynesian dancing, in the New Zealand culture, which is called the Maori culture, they paint their face. Sometimes half of their face is painted with intricate black crayon, but usually in real New Zealand culture, it's tattooed. So sometimes half of the face is painted and it resembles the masculine side of the father, and they leave the other half just pure with nothing on, and it's the beauty of the mother. So there's a lot of history in the Polynesian culture as far as New Zealand, from Tahiti, Samoa, and Tonga and Hawaii. But right now I'd like to sing a song for you guys, and our Polynesian entertainers over here would like to do for you a poi ball number. Haere mai, haere mai, taku poi poro titi e ae a,
Fakarongo mai hite fati waitara keraro keru ga kiama erere takupoi iawehi.
How's about a nice round of applause for our entertainers? If you would like to learn how to do the poi balls, please raise your hand and Ginger would come out and give you a set of poi balls. And what you can do is you can come up over here on our stage area and we're going to teach you a few motions with these poi balls, okay? Okay, so if you got a pair of poi balls, please come over here. Come on up. Make a big circle. Okay. Spread out. Make a big circle so you guys don't hit each other. Okay, spread apart. You don't want to hit each other. Okay, you want to have a lot of room to swing your poi balls. Okay, now the first motion that they would like to teach you is to swing your poi balls forward. Okay, swing it forward. Okay, now you're going to go up and down. Okay, swing it forward, not backwards now, forward. There you go. Okay, you got to get used to it now. It's all in the wrist, okay? It's all in the wrist. So swing your poi balls forward. Go up and down. And up and down. Okay, now the second motion we'd like to teach you is how to crisscross your poi balls, okay? So show them how you crisscross your poi balls. There you go. See? Nice and smooth. What you're going to do is you're going to make a big X in front of you. Good. That's good. Okay, keep it going. Keep it going. Swing it forward first. Swing it forward. Okay, now we're going to make a big X on the count of three. Are you ready? Swing your poi balls forward. Get them going forward. Okay, on the count of three, are you ready? Okay, one, two, and three. Yeah, there you go. Now the last motion we'd like to teach you is to swing your poi balls forward and bring them together. Okay? Bring them together. There you go. And then you can make the motion of the bird, okay? In the Maori culture, actually the poi balls was used as a weapon in the olden days.
I want to go back to my little brush.
Keep going. Now follow the girls, try and see if you can do that.
Hawaiian say, take all the wine, look away,
How's about a round of applause for all our volunteers? Thank you very much. Well, this concludes our little demonstration. If you would like to come and learn more about the Poibos or any other Polynesian culture, please come down to the Nellie Bly's. We'll be over there, okay, in that building. It's called Nellie Bly's Kitchen. And they also have a man there that does Hawaiian crafts, and he also shapes surfboards. And there's all kinds of other arts and crafts over there, okay? All kind of other cultures, plus Hawaiian quilting, okay? By the way, my name is Mahealani. Thank you for all your time and attention. Have a nice day, and aloha. Mahalo.
Wonderful illustration of Afro-American hymn lining, a special form of hymn singing that will be presented by Mr. Troy Demps and his apprentice, Mr. Eddie Banks. And you could come up now, and if you'd like to sit down.
That would be nice.
Okay.
That's good.
Why not? That just occurred. This was my friend's suggestion. He said they're tired and they want to sit out. You can think.
Nobody in my way.
I think maybe right in between this. Why don't you scoot over a little bit right here?
Okay. Oh, we got more on mic. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Good evening. We are Troy Demps and Eddie Banks, and we are coming to you with African American hymn lining, a form of singing, and that was taught to us by our parents. Was in turn taught to them by their parents. In other words, it's a form of hymn lining that was passed down from generation to generation orally. It was never anything written. And you'll recognize the song. I'm sure you've heard the song, but many of you may not have heard them line and sing as we sing them. And Eddie will bring you our first, I think it's you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring you our first hymn number 487. I heard the voice of Jesus say, go ahead.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and wound and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he had made me glad. Upon my breath,
lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my. I came to Jesus
as I was, weary, wounded, and sad, I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn, and I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. I heard the voice of Jesus say, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. Live in water. Thirsty one, stoop down and drink. Jesus, and I drank of that living, giving stream.
I came to Jesus, and I drank all that life gave.
Thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him.
My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now
that's the way African Americans sing hymns, and we sing it the way we felt. And the author that wrote these hymns, they sang it a different way, and but we sang it the way that we felt. And I get the joy out of singing it this way, because the words, it's not so much of the song and the lyrics and the common meter, short meter, you know, this important, but the words that means a lot to me, you know. I get the joy out of singing these words, and it's just joy. So let's thank Deacon Demps for showing me how this works.
And the reason we sang him this way, because in the beginning, and during slave time, the slave, the ministers during slave time, the preachers owned hymnals. And they would teach us out of their hymnal. But when we went back to our respective adobes, we would get together, the slaves would get together, and try to remember the words. They wasn't particular about remembering the tune or the melody, but they would try to remember the words, because at that time, like now, to me, the words meant something to them, because they were going through oppression and agony, and it was a spiritual uplifting for them to have these words that they could put into song. Mm-hmm. And so my mother taught me and gave me a few reasons why we sang them this way. And this is a familiar song that you sang, that people sang, the church is singing today, from the hymnal that's sang with the piano and the organ and accompaniment. But this is the way we sing it in the African American hymn lining way. 161.
Okay.
Oh, that's your hymn. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Now you may remember this as, oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Let angels prostrate fall. But Eddie is going to demonstrate to you the way we line.
Okay. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of mm-hmm. all. Now, this is the way we did it. Do it on this. Is a common meter hymn, African-American style. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Crown him, ye marshals of our God, whom from his altar call,
crown him, ye marshals our God, whom from his altar
stem of Jesse's rod and crown him Lord of all.
Extol the stem of Jesse's rod and crown him
chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall,
ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye
Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Sinners whom love can never forget, the world and the God. Whose love can never forget, the world woman and the God. Go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial to him all majesty are ascribed and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribed and crown him with yonder sacred throne we at his feet may fall. Oh, that with yonder sacred throne we at his feet may, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join him everlasting song and crown him. Questions you might ask. You may ask questions this time if you want to.
Is this method still used?
This is why we're here today. We want to keep it alive. And most African Americans in our churches, they're trying to do away with it. They don't want it to. They think it's something in the past, but I feel this, it should be kept alive, and so that's why we want to, for the simple reason for the future generation, you know, if we don't keep trying to keep it alive, our children, our grandchildren, our children, they'll never know what's going on. You know, so that's why I want to keep it alive. Mm-hmm.
And see, the Florida Festival, Florida Folklife Festival, saw fit, I don't know, they contacted me about 7-8 years ago, and they were interested in getting some of the African-American hymn lining in the archives, and I appreciate and I'm thankful for that privilege. And I had been lining him for, well, all my life. I've been lining him for over 50 years. And so I jumped at the opportunity. And then we get the history of hymn lining that was passed down. This was passed down verbally from generation to generation. It's no written word on how we sang hymn. And I know we run some musician. I know they jump out of their skin hearing how we how we don't have, we all sang in unison. One don't carry a melody and the other one carry the voice. But that's the way, that's why we call it American hymn lining. We sang it as we feel. And a lot of musicians say, well, how can you both sing and nobody carry a melody? That's the way it's done. That's why we call it American hymn. No, I don't want to say small universities, I say lesser known. I've been to UCF a number of times, and I've been to the university down in Tampa. They're going to kill me because I can't remember the name. But South Florida. And I've been there, but it was Black History Month or something of that nature, and they just had it there for that purpose. They didn't have hymn lining there because they had planned to make it part of their choral group presentation. And I don't know of any university that have hymn lining. They sang some of the same song, but they did by music that I know of. Now, it's possible, but I don't know of any. We're glad you enjoyed it, and we are at the amphitheater tonight. Yes, ma'am.
You're singing from the Baptist hymnal, is it?
It's the Baptist hymnal of the Southern Baptist Church. It's their hymnal, and we use it. But we don't sing the way they sing it, but we use their hymns. That's the Baptist hymnal published by the Southern Baptists. Right.
Right.
That's the way it was handed down to us from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. Would there be people that would line from memory?
That's the only way the slaves did it. They lined it from memory.
From memory. So in some cases there wasn't even a hymn book.
Wasn't a hymn book. Samuel Davis was a Presbyterian minister back in the 18th century. And when he came to America, he took it upon himself to teach the slaves these hymns. And he would take them, after he was a minister, so he built, according to history, they built at his church, they built a place where the slaves could sit and take part in the service, and they called it the gallery. So since they call it a gallery, I assumed it was above the where the owner sit. And he would teach these slaves these hymns, and then when they have church, they would allow them to sing one of these hymns. And his words, he said, it was the most sacred moment in his life when he could hear the slaves singing their songs, his songs, he called them, from the gallery, as he'd never heard them sing before. So, and that's the part that we're proud of, that and our parents, foreparents, passed it on down to us. And I got it from, my mother taught me. She didn't teach me, but she sang it around me, and I picked it up. And now I teach it. Right, that's, that's what I thought it would be that, mm-hmm. because, and Samuel Davis was the first person that had the faith and the nerve, I suppose, to teach. He even taught slaves to read, so he could give them a person. He would teach them to read, so he'd give them hymnals so that they could learn, because he loved the way they sang hymns, so until he taught them to read. And I think back at that time, it was against the law to teach slaves to read. I think it was.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was against the law.
Yeah, it was against the law.
It was against the law of the Bible teacher.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, see, the Presbyterians was the first religious and denominational group that took time to teach the slave to sing. Because Isaac Watts taught slaves how to line him, and he was a dissenter, a protester. He was one that didn't agree with the English church, and he taught us, and he taught many of the hymn writers to write hymns. And so he was a Presbyterian minister. And then he taught Samuel Davis the write hymns and to sing hymns. Before that, they chanted psalms. And then they started writing hymns, and we have what we call hymn line. And today, we still line hymns different from the way we were taught. And thank you.
American style of performance of hymns as they were transmitted through the singing school teachers that came down from the north, especially Boston, to missionize the South, and whose hymns were and music literacy was taught through shaped notes that had shapes as well as positions on the staff, and also along with that went a certain style of singing in which there is a sort of lining out, if I'm not abusing the term, of initiating the song with singing the notes, the names of the song in the fa sol la tradition, and then moving into the text with a special vocal tone, as you will hear. So now we will have some shaped note singing from the Sacred Harp book, and it's called Sacred Harp Singing because of the name of the hymnal, which they are carrying in their hands as people have been carrying for a couple hundred years. Would you like to introduce yourselves to start off with and tell a little bit about your group and where you're from and how you started and all this? And we need to then accommodate the microphones.
Okay. sing lead. We are from Folkestone, Georgia. Okanoke Swamp. Talk to that one. We're known as the Roddenberries. Our mother is Bernice Roddenberry, and we are seven sisters with our mother here. We're going to sing Sacred Harp, something our granddaddy Chester taught us. And you've got a green slip of paper, and you can follow along with us on the first song. It's at the bottom of the page, Love Divine. Before we start, I'll introduce us. Bernice Roddenberry. Bernice Chester Roddenberry is our mother. Betty Owens is our firstborn sister. Can't say oldest. I'm the secondborn. I'm Doris Lloyd. Thirdborn is Catherine Lett. Are we on four now? That's Debbie Todd. And the fifth is Latrell McDowell. The sixth is Judy Drury. And the seventh is our baby sister, Sheila Carter. If you ever want to go in the Okefenokee Swamp, call Sheila Carter. She can take you through it and back, and you won't get alligator bit. I promise you. Join with us if you'd like as we sing.
Sa Sacred Heart to a plain old song, Church in the Wildwood. It's hot up here. Is it hot out there?
How many verses are you going?
Debbie needs to say two.
How many verses are you going to say?
Two.
First and last?
Yeah.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the dale. The spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wildwood. Childhood as the little brown church in the vale. There, close by the side of that loved one, neath the tree where the wildflowers bloom, when the last farewell hymn shall be chanted, I shall rest by her side in the tomb. Oh, come, come, come. Come to the church in the wild. Come, come, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the
We have a trio that also sings, so we're going to do Joshua. Got a bunch of trios up here, don't we?
The Lord told Joshua to go to Jericho and to march seven times around. He followed faithfully the blessed Lord's command, and the walls came tumbling down.
We'd entertain ourselves after dark. Let's get together and sing. We've got a brother that can play the banjo, a guitar, and a harmonica. Got another brother that can do that too. And a piano. We got a sister that can play the piano. And when we need a piano, we use her. We're going to do another Sacred Heart song called Parting Hand.
Oh,
feel fine? Kind of hot, isn't it? That's what we're doing next. Feeling fine. Y'all can join in if y'all want.
While I woke up this morning feeling fine, I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul, 'cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I saw I was walking in the light, 'cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave me sight, and now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Got heaven on my mind, heaven on my mind.
Don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? Yes, I want to go. Milk and honey goes, milk and honey goes. Light that always shines, light that always shines. In this heart of mine, in this heart of mine. Heaven on my mind. Jesus all the time. We're walking and talking as we climb. We're traveling the road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and he tells me that everything is grand, and he says that a home will be mine, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Heaven on my mind, heaven on my mind.
Don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? Yes, I wanna go. Milk and honey flows, milk and honey flows. Light that always shines, light that always shines. In this heart of mine, in this heart of mine. Heaven on my mind, heaven on my mind. Feeling mighty fine, yes, I'm feeling fine.
Don't put us in the basement. going to do one patriotic song since this is Memorial Day weekend. I stand corrected. I don't know what we're doing.
Which is nothing unusual with this vote.
We're going to do something.
Oh, she gave me a fan.
I got one.
Oh, this is the melody of old songs. Y'all might sing along. Sing with us.
No, I mean the words.
Any sweethearts here?
Well, I'm somebody's sweetheart.
Besides her?
We're not going to do that. What are you going to do?
What are we doing?
Let me call him
sweetheart. Okay, let me call you sweetheart. Who's playing our piano, players?
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so
Grasshopper
sitting on sweet potato vine, on a sweet potato vine, on a sweet potato vine. Grasshopper sitting on a sweet potato vine, on a sweet potato vine. The old turkey gobbler come a creeping up behind, come a creeping up behind, come a creeping up behind. The old turkey gobbler come a creeping up behind, come a creeping up behind.
Swallowing it down very promptly.
We rewrote this song here.
This is to the tune of Home on the Range. Since we're from the swamp, we changed a few words in it. See if we can get these words right now.
Okay, we need a Dixie. Oh, give me a home where the alligators roam, where the deer and the black bear play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home in the swamp, where the deer
do we need to do river for over here? You want to do river over here? For her?
Okay.
Now we're going to do the patriotic song. Y'all can stand and sing with us if you want to. Or you can sit and sing with us if you want to.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the
special thanks to the Roddenberry family, seven sisters, and mother. They have brought to us a complete show that has gone from traditional Sacred Harp singing to more modern, at least 19th century hymnody, to a medley of patriotic songs. And now we will venture across the seas to another large and beautiful country, which is China. And we will bring you the Chinese Zheng, if I pronounce it correctly, performed by Ann Yao and Julia Edge. Please give them just a few moments to set up their instruments. And please stay for this very unusual opportunity here in Florida to hear the Queen of Chinese Instruments.
Good afternoon. Once again, welcome to Florida Folk Festival. My name is Li Wei, and I'm going to present this Chinese Zen, Chinese long zither music. This is an instrument that has a long history in China. It has at least, over 2,000 years. Not this particular instrument, but music history of this music instrument. This is a Chinese native instrument. Originally, it had only 6 or 7 strings, but today, as you see, it's developed as a 21 string. It's plucked, and according to Chinese classification of music instruments, it belongs to called the silk, or in Chinese called si, and sometimes we call the silken bamboo music, sizhu music. That means the music ensemble that is suitable perform indoor. It's like a chamber music. It largely consists of the stringed and a bamboo flute instruments. Yan Yao is native Shanghai, and she learned this tradition from her uncle and aunt when she was very young, and she also went to the Shanghai Conservatory of Music, where she received more complete full musical education. After her graduate, she went to Beijing as a solo zen soloist in one of the most prestigious Chinese music ensemble called the Central National Orchestra, where she toured with the group to the United States in 1984 to participate the Olympic Games. And today, apparently, she moved to the United States and still play this instrument, and not only worked as a musician in Central Florida, she works for Disney World Epcot Center. You know, next time you visit the China Pavilion in Epcot, you might visit Anne, and she and her colleagues perform a Chinese ensemble called the Sishuan Ensemble in Epcot Center. This young lady, and only 9 years old, and she started to learn this instrument 3 years ago, and today she's learned lots of the techniques and is still learning this instrument, because this instrument is very difficult to learn. The instrument itself, as you see, this is a large kind of box. It's a hollow box, and it takes several pieces to put it together. Unlike a Japanese koto, which is it's a one piece, and this is a several pieces. The string originally made of silk. That's why we call this a silk, categorized as silk instrument. But today, this is usually we use nylon strings in order to get the large volume of sound in the concert hall. Okay, but usually in the ancient time, in the traditional society, this instrument is best suitable for perform inside of the hall, and it's not meant to play outside, like a percussion ensemble. Okay, I think they're ready to perform. Usually you see them kind of judge the move back and forth the bridges, because they are kind of tuning in the tuning process. Ladies, are you ready? Okay.
It's our pleasure to come here again to introduce Chinese music to you. And this is Julia. We're going to play a duo of the song, the piece called Fang Zhi Mang, the song of the weaving. Fang Fuxiang, sorry, she reminded me, it's called Fengxiang Ge, the Song of the Phoenix. The song we just played is a classical music, so the next piece is a modern composition, but it's based of composed of just a total, it's a Hunan province folk tune. So the composer just arranged and rearranged the music called the Liuyang River. Thank you.
As you notice, when they play the modern composition, you see, you hear a lot of kind of harmonics, and the both hands join to pluck the strings. That is the one feature, the modern composition, that sometimes adopt the Western harp techniques into the traditional Chinese instrument. So this is apparently a Western influence. Whereas in the traditional music, usually they're very, very simple. And right hand just plug the strings, and left hand just press the string to kind of alter the pitch, or sometimes with vibration. I guess the next piece you're going to play is traditional. Julia is going to play a very simple a tune. It's traditional, and it's a relatively simple tune. Okay. What are you going to play?
The Chick's Mom.
Oh, Chick's Mom. Okay.
Sorry, we don't have. Okay, next piece I'm going to play so-called Dance of the Yi People. This is a modern composition. The Yi People is one of the 56 minority nationality which is in Yunnan province of southwestern China. And the music describes the Yi People dancing and singing on a moonlit evening. Thank you.
Thank you. While they are tuning, I just give you more kind of a social background of this instrument, because this is traditionally being associated with the female. Most of women would pick this instrument as their favorite instrument, while male, they probably pick a flute, or there is another seven-string zither called a qin. It's a kind of a scholarly instrument. They perform not for the entertainment, but rather for their self-cultural kind of cultivation, you know. So this instrument is a favorite instrument by female, and usually in a traditional society, they perform by the females. The other thing about this instrument, as we saw this instrument also in Japan, Korea, or some other East Asian countries, or Southeast Asian countries, they all share a similar tuning system, which is called a pentatonic scale, which is a five notes scale. But you somehow hear, oh, no, this is not exactly five notes, but there's more notes. Well, because when they press the string, they change the pitch. They can change because they press, they make the sounds, you know, pitch change. So they produce more pitch than five notes. So they can produce many different notes. And sometimes you hear, oh, it's not a very exactly fit, you know, like our pianos. You know, it's between the black and white keys, because this is one of the characteristics of these Chinese music. And sometimes they play sounds to us Westerners like out of tone, but this is exactly that they are looking for. So it's very, very, just a very idiosyncratic, you know, expression. Okay, next one they are going to play, it's also Julia and Anne's performed together. The piece is called The Song of Weaving. Thank you.
festival of the gongs and the drums. Thank you.